Okay, then characteristic of the transport system, it harms the physical environment, creation of carbon, ultimately resulting into damaging the environment. That of host communities at the popular holiday destination, again, another negative impact, because that area that could have been utilized by the host community for the society, for the social development, have been utilized by the transport system. Most of the transport systems are only partly concerned with the holiday travel. This is another element. All the railways are not used by transport, as we saw. Cargo, huge amount of cargo goes in India, goods train. Regular scheduled trains are run from one city to another city. And likewise, chartered aircraft are being flown by various airlines that only run cargo transport. Most systems move cargo or goods freight as well as passenger, and cargo or goods may have the priority. So in all the cases, priority changes, and especially, say, for example, a cargo aircraft taking animals from Africa to, say, a zoo that has to be set up somewhere in Chiang Mai in Thailand. So the priority will be to the cargo because it has number of elements on the flight and cargo utilization. So this is the characteristic that we have to understand about the transport system. Most transports require funding. It is not simple. It is not riding a bullock cart or going on a horseback or a camel's back as a mode of transport. You need huge and great amount of infrastructure, vehicle tracks to build up an airport. You need support. You need proper understanding and study of the land where the airport is going to be built. The land, type of land, whether it's a marsh land, whether they have mangrove around, what is the water level that could rise up due to flood or flow of water due to heavy rain downpour. They also have to have the surrounding in accordance with what an airport would possibly need. They don't need to have fruit bearing trees and harvesting, control over the movement of animals. Birds, these are all hazardous to the growth of the aviation industry. So this in turn requires efficient marketing, both to justify and to pay back the investment made. So the huge amount of money that has been invested and the return on investment may not come in the near future. It would take a longer time. So all passenger transport system display typical characteristic of seasonality, highs and lows in demand, whether by month, week, day, or hour. Now, seasonality and demand. Weekend flight, comparatively, for a holiday destination would be higher than a commercial operation on a weekend. A 7 o'clock flight from Mumbai to Delhi that carry generally business traveler may not have a demand on Saturdays and Sundays or a holiday, because on the other side where the passenger is traveling would be close. So that's affecting the demand. So flights may not be operating the 7 o'clock flight with that amount of load which they would normally get on a weekday. So demand has an effect not only on a month, season, but week. There are special fares by airline if you fly from one end to another part, say from Singapore to US, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Because of crossing international date line, you suddenly lose a day or gain a day. So ultimately, if you fly on a Friday, you still arrive on Friday or Saturday, which is a weekend, you have lost, so fares are low when you fly on a weekend because commercial traffic will not have. So all these are the characteristics that we are talking about international transport system. The operation of all passenger transport system includes continuous worry about the utilization of available capacity. The one which we were must know that aircraft carry 200 passengers. Whether the airline would be able to fill these 200 seats with the demand falling and more number of seats available on a particular route by a different airline operating on that route, many airlines have to withdraw their wide-body aircraft of Airbus 380 to lower-body aircraft because that had less number of seats on them. Airbus could take anything from 350 to 400 passengers. And every day, if there is two such flights, then in a week you have 3,000 seats available by one single airline if they operate two Airbus 380. 800 seats on a daily basis or 750 into week multiplied by 7. So resulting into 5,000 seats, whereas the number of people going are not that much. So they had to reduce and withdraw those. Filling the capacity of an airline is another important thing because they should gain, as we know, any tourism operation, travel operation is for economic benefit, not as a charity, not as a service to the society, because it's a business. That's how the Air India was under big heavy losses. Despite having good number of load, the economic, the feasibility, revenue generation was not coming up to that mark of retaining profit and showing profitability. So this is all passenger transport system operate through more or less regulated and restricted vehicle movement. If an airline has filed their schedule with the respective Director General of Civil Aviation, say Mumbai, that we would operate 7 flights a week, 7 o'clock early morning departure. Until the schedule is valid, they have to operate. Even if they have 10 passengers on a flight, by legislation and rules, they cannot cancel because there were only 7 passengers. We are canceling the flight. The airlines are penalized for this type of an operation. So this is a great pressure on airline operating on earning revenue. So the transport, the nature of the transport product in travel and tourism is offered to customer represent a bundle of services, and bundle of services that I have counted on certain airlines to their first class and business class passenger also offer an additional service of shifting the passenger from the resident within a city limit to the airport by luxury vehicle. Passenger need not buy or go by his or her own transport to the airport. Once upon a time, Emirates was offering this to business class and first class passengers in Mumbai and Dubai both. You are picked up from your hotel or resident if you are a business class passenger. And they were offering this all around the world. So there is a commitment. And customer represent a bundle of services. I gave you example of food, meal, entertainment, on-time performance, extra baggage, all these giveaways. Business class passengers are given with mementos or gifts on the flight. These are all adding up to the cost. So it compromise of components available at specific price, something they sell, duty-free shop, for example, on the flight, sell the product. The main component in the passenger transport packages are, first is the image and positioning of transport service provider. Which is this airline I'm looking forward for? Is this airline a brand? What is this airline's safety records? This is also taken into consideration by a lot of seasoned traveler. What is the safety record of this? How old is their fleet? How many years old aircraft they are using? Safety records, important thing that creates an image, not just the paint and the beautiful air hostesses, the image building is very important. Airlines hire multinational staff, again an image building, and positioning, what time the flights take off. Is it suiting to all type of customers? If you are going onward on another flight, is that connecting to another flight well in time without much waste of transit time at a particular airport? This also counts. Contact with the staff and their role in with the customer. Obviously, customer relationship, as I've highlighted, that most airline operate same type of aircraft provided to them by Airbus or Boeing, or maybe another one or two aircraft manufacturing company. They pick up their livery, their color scheme, their staff, uniform, all that. But what effort, what customer relationship a staff provides in that transport or mode of transport, the service provided, is of a prime importance. The on-time performance, departure, the service, the meal, the entertainment, is all matter of the service and the relationship with the customer. Ease of ticketing and booking arrangement. Right now, during COVID, none is sure upon arrival at the airport or at the time of departure, one would be tested and would find with some negative report of COVID. So what would happen? Will I get the refund, or all money that I paid would go? So ticketing arrangement, how late I can ticket? Can I hold my ticketing until certain time period? All these are important factors in selecting and deciding about the mode of transport, a passenger, the airline which he wants to take. Passenger handling at terminal, again the service. How I am handled at the airport? How is the flight check-in staff handled me? Were they rude to me? Were they kind to me? Were they good to me? Did they politely speak to me? Within time, if I reach, did they accept me? If they refused me to board, was the reason genuine? All these are important things related to handling. And then, of course, ambience, the environment around you, the ambience, the seating comfort, and any service offered during that travel. This plays a role. As I said, few airlines, for example, Mumbai to Dubai, were offering entertainment, 150 type of channels that were being provided, multilingual music channels, movies, all were offered to passengers who were from different ethnic and language groups. So everybody was finding it comfortable. The meal service, quality of meal, and so on and so forth. Type of vehicle in use and design, what type of aircraft being used, what type of buses are being used, as I said to you, the age of aircraft, the safety standard, the record. Younger the fleet, more operational, more and higher the safety record is. There is a restriction that European Union has put on many airlines because the aircraft they were using was of not international standard, and they were putting a lot of carbon impact on the aerospaces of different countries. Few airlines have been banned. Without any bias, I'm just saying many of them were from Africa. So any airline that operates an aircraft has to settle and get respective approval before operating that aircraft. So service availability and convenience, showing offered route, timetables, and capacity. Somebody going from Mumbai on an A airline to Chicago, okay, and he picked up this airline for the reason of the connectivity, the transit time, and the change of the aircraft. All this plays a role in selecting a mode of transport and the product that is offered in the market. So now we look at the other mode of transport, which are also used in tourism industry, though not as largely as aircraft, buses, trains, cars, and so on. Helicopters for shorter routes, helicopter service is also used, especially if you land at a main airport to go to downtown to avoid that big traffic of the traffic main roads of those cities. Chopper services or helicopter service, hot air balloons. This is more of a fun. This is not a really mode of transport, but yes, people use hot air balloons, especially in holiday. Cappadocia is a very famous place for hot air balloon. Kenya also offers something of hot air balloon. And Cappadocia is in Turkey. People use that. Seaplanes, the service that is being offered to tourists to reach up to Statue of Unity, the seaplanes which take 10, 12 people and then it reaches. Water taxi, faster, which is also known as hovercraft, that is emerging at Mumbai. We are hearing that water taxis will be run at the different terminals at Mumbai. Then catamarans, we all know about catamaran, the speed boats that go, houseboats, like in the backwater of Kerala, or the shikaras in Kashmir. These are a houseboat where people use as a mode of transport as well as an accommodation, and the ferries ply, run between rivers or canal or huge water bodies. Okay, now external business environment and transport. How does it have an impact on this? Advances in vehicle technology, lot of major innovations have taken place, be it is cruise liners that I mentioned, about the mega ship that carries now 3,500 to 4,000 passengers, or aircraft like Airbus or Boeing 787 Dreamliner. All these are innovation with lot of number of facilities, and including some of the Boeing 777 offer facilities, like they have showers, they have got their seat turns into 180 degree beds. These are all innovation that passengers are looking for. They are ready to pay if you offer the services. Information and communication technology, IT, how do you connect? How fast you can approach to a customer right from the flight delay to any additional facilities or extra things. Regulatory structure also is external force that brings and changes. For example, transit visa. If you go through Frankfurt or London, then you need, for Indians, you need a transit visa. As against if you use Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, Doha, Dubai, you don't need, even if you transit. So that's a regulatory structure. You can travel, change at Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, Doha without taking a transit visa. As again, if you fly Lufthansa and go via Frankfurt or London, you need a transit visa, though you would not go out of the airport. And so on, you can use Singapore as your base if you are going onward. And likewise, environmental issues. Fuel prices have been a really matter of concern for most travelers, because not only the cost rises, but right now the burden of fuel price rise is passed on to the passenger by all airlines. They collect from passengers the money that is paid as a fuel. Any additional money, earlier the fuel prices were part of your ticket, and slowly in last 30 to 35 years, fuel prices have been calculated and collected from passenger, from the cost of the ticket, including various other taxes that are imposed. That is making air travel more expensive. If you look at the price structure of a 10 or 15,000 rupees ticket, say for example, Mumbai to Dubai and back, say it's 20,000 rupees, you will be surprised to see that out of that, 4,000 rupees approximately less or more, is various type of fees, taxes, charges, and so on. So you result in paying, everything is now added up to passenger, departure tax, arrival tax, environmental tax, cess, airport utility tax, fuel surcharge. All these are added up to the cost, and that makes a pricing more expensive for air travel. Economic growth or decline will affect the transport system. People will opt for other option available with them for the rise or the decline in the economy. And of course, like tourism gets affected by the fluctuating rate, which, as I said, India is experiencing the drop in the Indian rupees value as against all foreign currencies. For example, UAE dirham is now standing approximately 20 rupees. You need to buy one UAE dirham, you need to pay 20 rupees, as against 2010, 13 or 14 rupees. So you can see what a drastic change has come. So buying power of our Indian rupee is going down. So we were talking about the external business environment and transport, where the economic growth or decline has an impact on our transport system. Especially national and international economy, you would see if there is a decline, like a recession, like financial meltdown, or like in the previous years before COVID, we have seen SARS that came in. So in some way that affected the economies of the world, and a notice was there. People observed that the tourism and the aviation industry noticed a downward trend resulting into affecting. Likewise, when economy fare well, results into the booming of aviation industry. Exchange rate, of course, has always been a matter of concern for tourism, because any international traveler would spend the money out of his home country by changing his own currency into another foreign currency, ultimately getting less or more money. Mostly from Indian perspective, we have been watching that we are losing the value of our rupee for at least consecutive many, many years. We haven't been able to uplift the value of our currency. Just as a reference, I would like to tell you that when I started traveling first in 1975-76, $1 used to be at 7 rupees, which I exchanged first. 7 rupees and 5 paisas was rupee to a dollar. And now where we stand, 75 and more than that, as against the dollar. So fluctuation is drastic. Drastic. This affects your spending capacity, this spending of you giving up because of this exchange fluctuation rate. It also has, from tourism perspective, the transport perspective, the fares would shoot up, because you need to pay many things in foreign currency, including the airlines who operate here, have to siphon out their money out of the country where they sell their ticket, because they have a lot of commitment to pay, the fees, the aircraft charges, the installment, and the joint funds that they have raised to buy an aircraft, all paid in dollar. Ultimately, that brings an impact on the cost of the and the environmental external effect. We move further. External business environment and transport. Advances in vehicle technology, major innovations have come in. Availability of advanced vehicle has supported the industry. People are using different type of aircraft which are faster, which have better interior setup, as well as transit times are limited. As I mentioned about the electric car that has come in, is also bringing in some positivity for people using their own private vehicle instead of going with the vehicle that are managed by fuel or the fuel like diesel or petrol. Availability also increase in capability of vehicle in terms of their size, bigger the aircraft, more seats available, on-time departure because of the lesser maintenance of the new type of aircraft, more dependence on the technology instead of the manual system that were in use, ultimately lesser noise, more efficiency, and more comforts to the passenger will have definitely a business external environment that would support the tourism aviation industry to grow, the transport industry to grow. It also influences customers' choice. So more competition in the market, customer has more choice to select the airline as per the schedule, as per the services, as per the price, as per the type of aircraft, as per the airport being used, is also one choice that passengers have now. Instead of using a particular airport where the prices are higher, say like in London, at London Heathrow Airport, possibly to travel within Europe, they would use the London City Airport or the London Luton Airport or Stansted Airport because the fees, the charges are lower at these airports in comparison to London Heathrow Airport. Ultimately, these facilities offered as capacity increment, capability addition, size, seat capacity, speed, range, fuel, all these are factors that affect as an external business environment. It also influences customers' choice as to which destination can be reached within accepted time and cost constraints. So people select airline on the basis of how fast I can reach. If I have a direct flight available, why to take a transit flight where I need to change? And of course, if the saving is higher by changing the aircraft, passenger would love to take such flight. Information and communication technology has played a role even as an external business environment. Developments have made it possible for passenger to transport service provider to control efficiently large volume of business. Now you see passengers checking in through web portal, including collecting e-boarding passes. This is because of the technology. Each passenger is being traced, updated into the details of the departure time. And if the seats or the selection of seat situation has opened up all through information and communication technology that has helped. All the services that were previously manually handled are now possible through the advancement of communication and information technology. Led by the airline, the process for dealing with inquiries, reservation, cancellation, ticketing, invoicing and option on routes and fares are now handled seamlessly by computers. So for example, about 20, 30 years back, the tickets were handed over in a form of a booklet, which were controlled, and passenger used to get tickets handwritten, computer generated in his hand. Now everything has disappeared. Now the tickets come as form of electronic ticketing where no hard copy is handed over to passenger. Only the electronic ticket is in passenger's hand, which is also seamlessly controlled by the IATA BSP plan, wherein IATA distribute ticket stock through their own system electronically instead of handing out physical ticket. So information and advancement in technology has resulted into paperless travel. All this has helped in transport industry, which is especially aviation, has now gone computerized. You now, even for rail ticket, you are issued an e-ticket that you can just produce to anybody who is checking for that ticket and so on. So regulatory structure coming in as an external business environment, what we are talking about, the operation of international and national passenger transport system were closely controlled and regulated, both for domestic and international movements, from regulatory structure, various disciplines, various laws, regulations that were brought in. Not to forget the IATA regulations that brings in the bank guarantee or the amount of payment that has to be done in a specific time period are now a regulatory method. Airlines have to pay their money in a selected time period, not to airline, but through a settlement system of airline called IATA settlement or billing and settlement plan, where airlines are not bothered of collecting any money, but IATA collects from all the travel agents who hold the ticket stock, the electronic ticket stock, all the development of the technology and electronic business system. As I mentioned, you can get even e-boarding pass now. You e-web check-in. You can check in by going through a web portal. Check yourself up and turn up at the airport only with your baggage to check in. If it is a shoulder bag, you straight away go to security check and passport control and board the aircraft. So in air transport, permission to fly into airports between countries and through national airspaces derived from the agreement between the government. This has to be understood. I give example and explain to you. For example, from Mumbai to UAE, there are 5 airlines operating. Those are of India's airline. So they will have a capacity of 5,000 seats in a particular week from Mumbai to UAE, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Sharjah, all included. Likewise, the airlines coming in from UAE to India, say like Etihad Airways, Emirates Airline, Fly Dubai, Air Arabia. So they will discuss how many airports in India they would operate, how many seats for Dubai, Mumbai, how many Dubai Trivandrum, how many Dubai Bengaluru, how many Dubai Delhi, and so on and so forth. And that is between agreement of the government. You understand? So government will agree and distribute this, what is the demand and how many seats are available and how they are distributed thanks to this external regulatory structure that is called Chicago Convention in the airline terminology, wherein airlines sit together, discuss on fare, how many number of seats, what slot, how many one airline can take up, how India would distribute among various Indian airlines originating from India, Air India, IndiGo, Vistara, SpiceJet, all these combined together. And of course, environmental impact on issues related on the business of aviation, growth in the use of various type of transport system, harms the environment. Because the carbon impact by an aircraft flying, not using any of the airport end route from point A to B, but overflying the aerospaces of a specific country, ultimately affecting with the carbon impact into the aerospaces of those country. These are environmental effect. Example, a flight taking off from Delhi and going to say London. It would fly over a number of countries' aerospaces without landing, but it is exhausting. I mean, it is throwing carbon by burning the fuel of the aircraft, and that carbon impact in the aerospaces of those countries where it is not landing also. It is overflying them. So this environmental impact is because of the use of various type of transport system. And in the transport sector, road transport is the largest contributor to the global warming, because the road transport uses huge amount of fuel. Very few buses are right now operating on electric, because it has a limitation of the charging capacity of the buses. So mostly they use the fuel, be it is diesel or petrol, ultimately blowing up CO2, the carbon, and ultimately warming and throwing the gases and carbon into the air and resulting into environmental damage. Fossil fuel like petrol and diesel release carbon. Main areas of environmental concern are noise. Noise is the main cause. Also emission, use of energy, congestion, and waste production and disposal. The amount of waste created by the road transport. How do you dispose of that waste? Waste management system. Huge amount of waste is being created by the public transport system, especially the road transportation. With this, we come to an end of today's lecture. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you very much.